Available now from Big Finish. Doctor Who, The Kingmaker.
Right. It's about 14:45. I'm heading for a little tavern on Fleet Street called The Kingmaker to do a little detective work. Someone once told me it can be a useful place to find out all sorts of stuff. You can't miss it, just head for St. Paul's Cathedral. The old Norman one, not the one with the dome. That's not there yet. I'll meet you there in 3 hours' time, and don't be late.
Greetings, Earl Rivers. I greet you in the name of the new king.
And greetings to you, Lords Gloucester and Buckingham. Well, what can I say? This is a most lovely surprise.
Good evening, sir. I am Susan, and I will be your serving wench for this evening. Would you like to sit in carousing or non-carousing?
Ha ha! Less of the Mr. Clary, Doctor. They'll start to think me a gentleman. Don't stand on ceremony, Doctor. Folks call me One-Armed Clary, don't they, boys?
Perry, is it a custom of this age for a man to place a hand on your bottom as a form of greeting?
Not really, no.
Aramem! Did you just break that guy's arm?
Yes.
For your information, sir, this is my travelling machine, my magic cabinet that takes me to places beyond your imagination.
So you're a demon, are you?
That depends. Do they burn individuals that show sign of devilry in this century?
Yes.
Well, in that case, I am a wise and benevolent sorcerer.
He's some kind of robot. His arms are soft. He seems real from this end. Oh, my God, this bit's detachable. He's not real.
Sure you're all right?
We're fine! We've got to get out of here. There's something nasty and alien happening here. We have to find the doctor.
Well, he did come out of this thing, sire, the like of which I have never seen before. And they do say that unusual portents crop up at the time of a coronation.
Who says?
Well, they do. The ones who do say. You know, they who do say.
Well, as long as we're being specific. You think I'm capable of killing a couple of kids? Murdering them in cold blood? Snuffing out a couple of young lives before they'd even begun?
Do you know what this means, Perry? It means we're not going to change history. We are history. We're part of it. It's not possible. I think we have solved the mystery. It's us, Perry. It is we who kill the princes in the tower.
Sometimes, Aramem, your ability to point out the flaws in my otherwise perfect plans errs on the irritating.
Doctor Who, you have transgressed your deadline. Your contract has been violated.
Now that's just what I thought you'd say.
Previously in Sarah Jane Smith.
Now, excuse me asking, but are you Sarah Jane Smith? My name's Will. Will Sullivan.
Will, this is Joshua Townsend, a somewhat overly protective acquaintance of mine. Josh, this is Will Sullivan, the stepbrother of an old friend. Beware the scarlet acolytes of Orbis Postremo.
Orbis Postremo?
Orbis Postremo, the orphans of the future. They believe man's development has been aided by alien intervention. Each alien visitation was preceded by the emergence of a human herald. One half of the Orbis Postremo believes the aliens will take them away to a better life. The followers of that interpretation call themselves the White Chapter, and the other half, the Crimson Chapter...
Let me guess.
The aliens are coming to wipe us all out.
Something like that.
Lucas seems devoted to you, Nat. He makes me very happy.
You are the herald of the Orbis Postremo, Miss Smith.
Oh, Luca, listen to me. I am no more the herald of the Orbis Postremo than you are. I've got nothing to do with any of this.
It will be the greatest honor of my life to kill you.
What happened to Luca?
I didn't have a choice.
Did you kill him?
He was trying to murder you.
You began asking impertinent questions in all the wrong places.
You're the keeper of the White Chapter.
And if my counterpart in the Crimson Chapter has her way, genocide will be committed in your name, Miss Smith.
This is madness. You've unleashed a virus that could kill thousands, even millions. Sarah doesn't know about you, does she, Josh? That you're an agent for Sir Donald and his cronies in the White Chapter.
I was protecting Sarah. I was protecting the Herald.
If she's not the Herald, what does that make you?
Give me the gun, Will.
Stay back, Josh, or I'll shoot.
The Orbis Postremo was inspired by the journals of an Italian duke. He wrote of a herald, a young woman called Sarah, whose description matches you perfectly. She spoke of the future as if she knew it intimately. She shared some of her knowledge with Giuliano.
The duke's name was... Giuliano? This building,
It's owned by a company called Mandrake.
The English equivalent of a word Giuliano used repeatedly in his journals.
Andragora, you're telling me that all of this, the virus, everything you and your acolytes have done, it began with what this woman, Sarah, told Giuliano 500 years ago. It's all my fault!
You've served your purpose, Miss Smith. You even flushed out the leader of the White Chapter. Such a shame Sir Donald will never make that journey into space. Your symptoms are beginning to manifest themselves, Miss Smith. You can experience an excruciating death from the effects of the virus. Or I can end your pain with a single shot. Well, what's your decision?
All right. Do it. Shoot me.
She can't hurt anyone anymore.
But I heard gunshots. You killed her.
Well, the keeper was going to murder you.
You said the same of Luca. Where's Will?
I'm sorry. I know how much you liked him. That the keeper sent him to kill me. I had to defend myself.
No.
I'm sorry.
When did you change and find it so easy to kill?
Let me help you.
No, I can manage. You've done enough, Josh. You've done more than enough.
Here are the headlines at midday. Police have given more details about the failed plot to release a deadly bioweapon. It now appears a British group obsessed with aliens was behind the operation. Members of the group, known as Crimson Chapter, were arrested at airports in 12 major cities around the world. Each of them was carrying a vial of the deadly Marburg virus. Scientists from the World Health Organization estimate the hemorrhagic fever would have claimed millions of lives had it been released as planned. Scotland Yard has traced the vials back to a recent research centre in Berkshire, where six people died in a Marburg outbreak last week. Later in the programme, we'll interview one of the survivors from that incident. In other news, the world's first space tourism flight has been cleared for liftoff next month. Officials from NASA had cast doubt on the readiness of the Dauntless, but it passed a rigorous inspection in Nevada this morning. Pilot Ben Kimmel told reporters he couldn't wait to fly the innovative spaceship.
The Dauntless is going to rewrite history. By the year 2020, this baby will make a trip into space feel like catching a taxi.
Meanwhile, astronomers have been surprised by the discovery of a previously unrecorded comet approaching the Earth. The as yet unnamed celestial body will pass so close, it's believed our planet may pass through the tail, as happened with Halley's Comet in 1910. Scientists at the Harvard Smithsonian Center for Astrophysics estimate it's been 500 years since this particular comet previously passed near our solar system. They stress that it posed no danger to...
Somebody's been busy keeping the Orbis Postremo out of the headlines.
Yeah, Sir Donald Wakefield has friends in high places. Thanks for driving me to the funeral, Nat. You have no idea how much I needed to see a friendly face today of all days.
I was glad you called, Sarah. I was thinking it was about time I got back in touch with you. Just sorry it had to be like this.
I'm just very glad you're here, Nat.
You kept looking round at the crematorium. Were you hoping to see Josh?
I knew he wouldn't be there. The police may have accepted his explanation, but I doubt the Sullivan family would be so forgiving. No, I was hoping Will's stepbrother might be there.
Have you heard from him?
Harry?
No, Josh.
He keeps leaving messages. So does Sir Donald, but I haven't called back. How have you been, Nat? You look good.
I had a lot to sort out. It's not every day you discover the man you love is part of a doomsday cult.
I still feel so responsible for what happened.
Luca may have used me to get at you, but that doesn't make it your fault.
Maybe, but I never thought I'd have so much blood on my hands. To be honest, I felt relieved Josh wasn't at the funeral.
Don't speak too soon. Look.
Oh.
Do you want me to send him away?
No, he'd only come back later. It's better I talk to him now. What are you doing here, Josh?
I've got some good news. I wanted to tell it to you in person, SJ.
I said I wanted to be left alone.
Sorry.
Well, what is this news?
Sir Donald's invited us on an all-expenses-paid trip to Nevada for the launch of the Dauntless. I guess it's his way of saying thanks.
Well, when you see him, you can tell him I don't feel like celebrating.
But we won. The Crimson Chapter is history.
Six people have died, Josh. And you killed three of them.
Three?
I was saving Sarah's life, Nat. Come on.
I never asked you to.
You thanked me after what happened in Florence.
Luca. It was you who shot Luca. You told me you didn't know what happened.
I was trying to protect you, Nat.
From what? The truth? Sarah, did you know about this?
Yes, but I thought you did too. Josh promised me he'd tell you.
I never got the chance. You left Florence so quickly and we... Look, Nat, I'm sorry about what happened.
Are you? Or are you just sorry I finally found out about it?
I'm going inside. It's been a long day and I can't cope with this right now.
You won't need those. Doors open. Sir Donald's waiting inside.
What? You just let him in. You had no right to do that, Josh.
I'm sorry.
You can only say that so many times before it becomes meaningless.
Please just let me explain.
You stay here and explain yourself to Nat. I'll deal with Sir Donald.
Well, Josh?
Sir Donald, I want you to leave. Now.
Hear me out, Miss Smith. Then I'll go.
Why should I?
Because I don't have long left. The cancer has spread through my body. The oncologists give me a 1 in 6 chance of surviving until October.
So the keeper was right. I'm sorry, but I still want you to leave.
Not before you hear what I've got to say, Sarah. Can I call you Sarah?
Be my guest.
If I live long enough to be on board the Dauntless when it lifts off, I want you at my side.
What? Me? Why?
You're the herald of the Orbis Postremo. I know you don't believe that, but it's the truth. This is your destiny, Sarah.
We make our own choices about what we do with our time on this earth.
You don't believe in a higher power, some intelligence that shapes our lives?
No, I wish I did. It might make the random cruelties of life easier to bear. But that's what they are, random. There's no great plan, no predetermined force, no alien intelligence influencing the course of my life.
Are you sure about that? Sarah, you've spent your whole life fighting injustice. You're a crusader.
My crusading days are over.
Before you got here, Josh told me something you once said. The world savers were gone. You'd moved up a rung. You had to see the big picture. Well, this is the big picture, Sarah. You can't deny destiny.
Watch me.
Perhaps you're afraid to believe. Everyone likes to think they're in control of their lives when so few are. I lead a business empire, but I don't control it.
You didn't come here to talk to me about your career.
True. Most people have a single question that nags at the back of their thoughts. Why am I here?
Oh, pop psychology doesn't impress me, Sir Donald.
Late at night, when they can't sleep or when faced by one of life's random cruelties, most people ponder that question. You're different, Sarah.
Well, so you keep saying, but I haven't heard anything to convince me.
Since leaving UNIT, it seems that you've been looking for one last great adventure.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I can see it in your eyes, Sarah. The quiet terror you keep buried. Deep down, you suspect you've been chosen for something special. That you still have a destiny to fulfill. And that terrifies you.
I want you to leave. Now.
Now, I didn't want to shoot Luca.
You lied, Josh.
I had to shoot him. He was trying to murder Sarah.
But did you have to kill him?
No, it was a split-second decision. You'd have done the same thing.
No, I wouldn't. I'm not like you.
What does that mean? Now, if I could take it back, what happened, I would.
Oh, I see. The end justifies the means, does it?
Oh, I don't believe that. I've never believed that.
You look tired, Josh.
I haven't been sleeping. Nightmares.
About?
Luca.
Luca?
He's in this recurring dream of mine. We're playing cards. Me and Luca and Will. And the keeper of the Crimson Chapter, she's dealer, and we're betting for our lives. One by one, the others lose until it's just me. The keeper deals the last hand and smiles at me, like she knows something I don't, like she can see my future. I reach out and turn over my cards and...
Then what?
Then I wake up and never see my cards. What do you think it means?
Maybe you should ask a professional, a therapist.
I wanted to ask you. I did try and tell you about Luca in Florence, but Sarah was still in intensive care and you were in pieces. I didn't know how you'd react.
Badly, I suspect.
Yeah.
Look, I'm off. I can't talk about this anymore. Tell Sarah I'll be in touch.
Now, please, just...
It's all right, Josh. See you later.
You never married, Sarah. Never had children.
Oh, not everyone wants that.
And you walked away from your journalism career. Opportunities were there for the taking, but you moved on. Never staying long. Always ready to leave at a moment's notice. Why?
I wanted my independence.
You've done the same in your personal life. Never letting anyone get close. Even Josh and Nat, they don't really know you, do they?
You've no right prying into my life like this.
You have a destiny, Sarah.
No, I don't.
Stop trying to deny it.
If you don't leave... I'm calling the police.
Accept the truth.
Right.
Hey, Sarah, Nat's had to go, but she'll give you a call later. How are things in here?
Get out. Hello? Oh, yes. I want the police.
Not that well, I'm guessing.
You try, Josh. I can't make her see sense.
Police, I want a report.
Sarah? You all right?
I'm sorry. False alarm. Yes, I'm sorry.
What's wrong, Sarah?
You two. Seeing you together. Resemblance. Josh is your son, isn't he, Sir Donald?
Good afternoon. For today's in-depth look at the news, we have an exclusive interview with one of the survivors from last week's killer virus outbreak at a research centre in Berkshire. Maud Fletcher, welcome to the programme.
Thank you.
How did you get caught up in this incredible plot by the Crimson Chapter to unleash the deadly Marburg virus?
My daughter Emily and I had been keeping a vigil outside Pangborn Scientific Research Centre. We thought animals were being experimented upon inside. We'd no idea something worse was happening there.
And I understand your daughter actually saw the inside of the laboratory.
Yes. She broke in, trying to get evidence against Mandrake, the company that owned the research centre. The staff used Emily and several other protesters as guinea pigs for their experiments.
But Emily survived the experiences.
She got the antidote in time. Three of the others didn't.
And where's Emily now?
Still in hospital, but she's on the mend.
Did you have any idea the research centre was being used as the Crimson Chapter's base?
I've never heard of the Crimson Chapter until Special Branch came to interview me. I couldn't believe it when I saw the news.
A sentiment I'm sure echoed by many people. Thank you very much for coming into the programme.
Oh, you're welcome.
We'll take a break there, then we'll talk to a British astrophysicist about the argument to decide who gets to name the newly discovered comet approaching Earth.
Josh, why didn't you tell me?
My folks divorced years ago. Mum went back to her maiden name, Townsend.
That's not what I meant. You're an acolyte of the White Chapter, aren't you?
Like father, like son.
Why all the pretense, the lies, all this time?
I forbade Josh from telling you the truth. Once you'd been identified as Herald, I knew you'd be a target for the Crimson Chapter. You had to be protected.
Well, you sent Josh, just like the Crimson Chapter sent Will Sullivan.
Will was going to assassinate you, Sarah.
Oh, so you killed him first?
He had a gun. We struggled. It went off.
How can I believe you, Josh? You've been lying to me for years.
I wanted to tell you the truth.
Like you wanted to tell Nat about killing Luca?
That's not fair.
Oh, what's fair about any of this? I thought you were my friend.
I am your friend.
Josh has saved your life more than once, Sarah. The Crimson Chapter used Miss Winters to test whether you truly were the Herald. When she went too far, they destroyed her and would have done the same to you but for Josh. I made my son lie to you, Sarah. You want to blame someone, blame me. He was only doing his duty, protecting the Herald.
I'm not the Herald.
We've proven you are, Sarah. The writings of Duke Giuliano clearly identify you.
The Crimson Chapter's keeper said the same. That Giuliano was the Italian nobleman who wrote the Book of Tomorrows.
Duke was a great man. We owe him much.
So what she told me was all true.
His city was plagued by a sect called the Brotherhood of Demnos, but they were purged during the last visitation. Giuliano reformed the survivors into a new group committed to helping mankind.
The Orbis Postremo.
Before he died, the Duke wrote down all the future knowledge he'd been told by the Herald.
She said an unearthly power would return half a millennia in the future. And now her prophecy's coming true. The heavens are proof of that.
You're talking about that comet on the news.
Our astronomers discovered it in 2001. Since then, I've channeled my fortune into getting the Dauntless ready for the comet's coming. We believe the comet heralds our salvation, just as your emergence does.
What do you believe, Sarah?
It's as if my past is coming back to haunt me. A few careless words at the wrong time, and now...
You're part of this, Sarah.
Comet. Giuliano's prophecy... Could it just be coincidence?
You don't believe in coincidences. You've told me that 1,000 times.
Come with me on the Dauntless. Confront your destiny and see this through to the finish.
I need time to think.
Yeah, well, time is a luxury I no longer have. Here's everything you need to know. Plane tickets, details of your training, the lot. If you decide to come, let my office know by tomorrow. I leave for America tonight. There's a new treatment that might stave off my cancer a little longer. Goodbye, Sarah. I hope to see you again soon.
It would mean a lot to Dad if you came to Nevada at least.
Josh?
Coming. Think about it, okay?
Goodbye, Josh. Hello?
Sarah, it's Nat. Sorry to leave you with Josh and Sir Donald, but I just needed some time alone.
Oh, no, yeah, I know. I've had plenty to think about as well.
So, did you accept Sir Donald's offer?
Which one? The trip to Nevada or the one into space?
He wants you to go up in the Dauntless?
I have to let him know my decision tomorrow.
Why the rush? Doesn't launch till next month.
Now, anyone on the Dauntless has to undergo 4 weeks training.
They're not expecting you to fly the thing, are they?
I hope not. I'd just be along for the ride. But I would need to know, you know, what to do in an emergency.
Oh, very reassuring. So, What are you going to do?
I'll go as far as Nevada on one condition. You come too.
Me? Why? I thought Josh wanted to go.
Oh, he's probably halfway there already.
Couldn't resist the free trip, eh? Typical Josh.
Not exactly. Josh is Sir Donald's son.
What? But doesn't that mean that...
Yes. Josh is a White Chapter acolyte. Has been since you and I first met him.
And he's kept this quiet ever since we've known him.
That's right. He was sent to look after me.
Your own guardian angel.
You always seem to find the good in anything. I know I should be grateful, but I just don't like being lied to.
Nobody does, Sarah.
Come to Nevada, Nat. Sir Donald's footing the bill.
Everything has a price. So, how did he talk you round?
I realised he was right. No, no, not about my being the herald, but about what I've been doing all these years and why.
Hang on, you've lost me.
Sorry, it's just... Well, before we met, Nat, I used to travel with this extraordinary friend. I saw things with him I could never share with anyone else, not even you.
Why not?
They just wouldn't believe me. I suddenly realised just how lonely I've been, how much I've missed him.
What happened to your friend?
One day he had to leave. I tried to put a brave face on it, but I walked out of his life and he vanished from mine. For years afterwards, I kept expecting him to reappear out of thin air, kept hoping to see him round the next corner.
But you never did.
Eventually, I stopped looking, stopped hoping. The world had moved on, but I hadn't. I was out of sync with everything and everyone around me.
Why have you never told me this before?
Dwelling on things you can't change doesn't make you happy, Nat.
So what's the difference now?
Well, deep down, I've always wondered if he left me here for a reason. But I never knew what it was. Maybe this is it, Nat.
And maybe it isn't.
I don't know if this is destiny or a coincidence, but I need to have something to hope for again, something to believe in. This trip to Nevada... It's...
A leap of faith?
Yes.
You still don't sound convinced.
But Josh lied to me for years. How can I trust him again?
I felt the same way when I learnt he'd shot Luca. But I know he cares about us. He's still our friend, and I'm not sure I'm willing to sacrifice that. Are you, Sarah?
If I go, will you come with me, Nat? Thank you. Well, we better pack. I wonder what the weather's like in Nevada.
Here are the headlines at midday. The first space tourism flight is now less than 3 weeks away, but the identity of the two passengers remains unknown. At a press conference in Nevada, pilot Ben Kimmel refused to be drawn on who would be flying with him in the world's first private enterprise spaceship. British billionaire Sir Donald Wakefield purchased both tickets for the maiden voyage on September the 27th, but his deteriorating health makes his presence on board doubtful. Here's what Kimmel had to say on the subject.
Sir Donald is a determined kind of guy. I wouldn't bet against him.
Well, I got the opportunity to speak to Kimmel via satellite shortly before this bulletin. Here's an extract from that interview. Mr. Kimmel, if you say the words reusable spaceship to most people, they'll tend to think of the shuttle. What makes the Dauntless different?
Our hybrid propulsion system is unique. Basically, it's a massive tube of rubber and some laughing gas. When I fire the booster, tiny solid fuel igniters will scorch the rubber for 1 second. Then, nitrous oxide is blown through it. That oxides the rubber, accelerating the Dauntless to nearly 3,000 miles an hour. Fast enough to get us into space.
Some of the experts at NASA have likened the Dauntless to a paper dart stuck on a jet engine. How do you respond to that criticism?
The good old boys at NASA have got a $16 billion budget to protect, while we spent less than $30 million creating the Dauntless. It's in their interest to attack us. No disrespect, but the shuttle's built like a space dump truck. Our ship is elegant.
And you can catch the rest of that interview in our exclusive programme about the Dauntless, starting at the end of this bulletin.
Ladies, Ben will help you with your bag.
Miss Smith, Miss Redfern, welcome to Dreamland. My name's Ben Kimmel. I'm pilot for the Dauntless.
Thank you.
Ma'am, you have a wheelchair back here.
Oh, that's mine. Could you bring it over to me?
Sure. Sorry, I didn't know. Nobody briefed me.
Why is this facility called Dreamland?
That's the official call sign. Some people call this Area 51, but you won't see any unidentified flying objects around here. Well, not any alien ones. Do you need a hand in that chair, miss?
No, I'm fine.
Okay, Randy, you can take off.
Okay, y'all have a good day now.
So quiet here.
Folks call that the Silentium Day.
Silence of God.
Like I was saying, welcome to the Nevada test site. This is where Chuck Yeager became the first man to go faster than the speed of sound, nearly 60 years ago. Nowadays, that's just getting warmed up on most jets. Sound of a sonic boom's liable to startle you at first, but after a few days, you won't even notice him.
Have you seen Josh? I thought he might be here to welcome us.
Mr. Townsend is at the medical center with his father, ma'am. That's our first stop. Sir Donald wants you to have a full and thorough medical in preparation for going up in the Dauntless.
Oh, no, hold on. I still haven't decided if I'm going yet.
Whatever you say, ma'am. Sir Donald would like you to have a checkup all the same. Just in case, ma'am.
Could you call me Sarah?
Yes, ma'am. What say we take you along? See if you got the right stuff.
Lead on, Mr. Kimmel.
I'll send someone back for your bags. If you'll both follow me.
Could this guy be any more American?
Give him a chance, Nat. Hello? Anyone here?
Oh, sorry I'm late. Oh.
Josh!
Reporting for training. So, you decided to come along then?
Looks like it.
Look,
do you mind if...
Oh, Sarah. Look, I know you're angry because I lied to you for so long.
I'm not angry. Hurt. I trusted you, Josh.
And you still can. I don't have anything left to hide. You're the closest friend I've ever had, Sarah. I don't want to lose that.
If we're going to stay friends, you have to promise me something, Josh.
Anything.
No more guns, no more killing, and no more lies.
There's no need. The Crimson Chapter is history.
Maybe, but I still want you to make that promise.
I give you my word.
Thank you, Josh.
Okay. Are we ready to start your training program?
Yes. I think we are.
Sarah? Sarah? Me, come on. Are you in there? Come on.
Yeah, coming. I'm coming. I'm coming. Oh.
Oh, sorry, Sarah. Were you asleep?
You see? Did you know what time this is, Nat?
3 o'clock.
You woke me in the middle of the night?
It's 3 in the afternoon.
Oh. You better come in.
You missed breakfast and lunch.
Ben kept Josh and I trailing until midnight. I think that man enjoys seeing others suffer.
Oh, it's pitch dark in here. Let's have some light.
No, Nat, I'm perfectly happy. Thanks for that.
My pleasure. Sarah, you've been doing this training for a week. Why? You haven't even said whether you're going.
Sir Donald keeps pressing me for an answer. Don't you start.
How's Josh coping with his dad's illness?
Never mentioned it. Maybe he thinks ignoring the cancer will make it go away.
Denial will only make things harder when the time comes. I remember when my mum came home from hospital to spend her last days at home. We were watching the Olympics and I realised she'd never see them again. Every 4 years, I remember that moment, how it made me feel.
Sarah? Sarah, you in there?
Yeah, just a minute, Josh.
Oh, is Nat with you?
Oh, I'm here, Josh.
Yes, it's Dad. He wants to see all of us.
Yeah, okay, I'll be right there. I just need to get dressed.
I'll go with Josh. We'll see you at the medical centre.
Dad, it's Josh. The doctor said we could have a few minutes with you.
Sarah. Where's Sarah?
She's just coming, Sir Donald. Josh, maybe I should go. I'm not sure you need me here and...
I may be dying, Natalie, but my hearing is as acute as ever.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to...
It's all right. I know how uncomfortable hospitals make most people. But this concerns all three of you.
So sorry it took me so long, Sir Donald.
Don't apologise, Sarah. Your presence has been a comfort this week.
Dad, the doctor said you should conserve your energy.
It'll make no difference now.
What is it, Sir Donald?
I feel cheated.
But you've achieved more than most people could in a dozen lifetimes.
None of that matters. I came so close to achieve the one true ambition of my life. Some damn disease is stealing that away from me. Oh!
Yes, sit, listen.
Thank you. Josh. Josh, I want you to take my place on the Dauntless. I might live long enough to see it leave, but I won't be on board.
You don't know that for certain.
Yes, I do. The sooner you recognise that, the easier my death will be for you. Natalie, I'd like you on a headset in the control room talking to the passengers. I want to hear a friendly voice, and I can't imagine one better than yours.
It would be an honour, Sir Donald.
Good. Sarah, will you be on the Dauntless when it launches?
I will.
Thank you. I hope you find what you seek out there among the stars.
Nat, I think we should go.
We'll be right outside if you need us.
Josh.
Yes?
Something I need you to do.
It's been 2 hours, Sarah. Go get some rest. I'll call you if there's any...
No, I'm staying here. Josh?
It's over. He's gone.
Oh, Josh.
I'm so sorry.
Josh. Josh.
Here are the headlines at 6. With a week left before the world's first space tourism flight lifts off, it seems increasingly likely Sir Donald Wakefield will not be on board. There's been no official update on his condition from the Dauntless project team in Nevada for several days, but rumours have been circulating about a relapse of the British billionaire's cancer. If Sir Donald dies before the maiden voyage lifts off, it's believed his son, Joshua Townsend, may take the empty seat in the Dauntless. The normally media-friendly tycoon had managed to conceal the fact he had an adult son for years, until the story was broken by a tabloid newspaper last weekend. Sir Donald has not been seen in public since then, further fueling speculation about the state of his health. Meanwhile, the war of words continues between the Dauntless and officials at NASA. Astronomers connected to NASA have questioned the wisdom of proceeding with the maiden flight of the Dauntless at the same time as a new comet is so close to the Earth. The comet will pass within 2 million miles of the planet, one of the closest approaches for centuries. A spokeswoman for the Dauntless pointed out the commercial spaceship will reach the apogee of its flight some 70 miles above the Earth. We've got a little room to spare, she told reporters in Nevada.
Dauntless, a masterpiece of modern astronautics.
I was expecting it to be bigger. You and Josh will be like sardines in there tomorrow.
Oh, it'll be cosy. Ben, when is the Dauntless attached to the launch aircraft?
In a couple of hours. The Valiant will take us 9 miles up before releasing the Dauntless. Then I get to earn my salary. Well, I'd better start my pre-flight checks, if you'll excuse me.
Do you think Josh is up to this? He only buried his dad a couple of weeks ago.
He's been cracking jokes all morning, just like the old Josh. Still, everything Josh and his father did for years was a preparation for this launch. But what about afterwards?
You're worried how he'll react if nothing out of the ordinary happens.
Think about it. He's had a lifetime of indoctrination by the Orbis Postremo. For Josh, this flight is the culmination of a centuries-old prophecy. Everything he believes in could be shattered.
What about you? What do you believe will happen?
Part of me wants to believe, like Josh. And another part of me is scared he'll be proved right. What if I am the Herald?
Hey, there you are.
Nat wanted to see the Dauntless for herself.
I know men always say size isn't important, but I did expect it to be bigger.
Me too.
Why were you looking for us, Josh?
Actually, I was only looking for you, Sarah. Mm. It's time to go into quarantine.
Why? The flight takes a few hours. You're only in space for 20 minutes.
NASA insisted.
US immigration will probably want to stamp our passports when we land.
Well, I guess this is it, Nat.
Now you be careful up there.
Oh, don't worry, I will. Miss you.
Come here. Miss you more.
Oh, get off. You'll be back in time for lunch.
Oh, yeah. Good point. In which case, order me a steak. Well done. Child.
I'm your voice at Mission Control, remember? Save the lunch orders until you're in the air, at least. Go on, get going, both of you.
Yes, ma'am.
See you tomorrow, Nat.
I hope so. Okay, Sarah, can you hear me now?
Nat, there you are.
Mission Control has given us our own frequency so we can talk throughout the flight. Josh, are you picking me up as well?
Loud and clear. How do I look in my spacesuit?
White's not really your colour.
Charming.
Oh, Sarah, what's wrong?
I just think I'm strapped in too tight.
Well, when the booster fires and you're flying at thousands of miles an hour, you'll be glad of those straps.
Let's hope Gimbal doesn't draw any handbrake turns. Josh. Just trying to lighten the mood.
Mission Control to Valiant, you are cleared for takeoff.
I'm moving.
Sherlock Holmes.
That's your launch aircraft, the Valiant, accelerating down the runway.
I still say they should have called it the mothership.
Is your wiser heads prevailed?
Oh, story of my life.
Mission Control to Valiant, you're looking good. Looking good. Valiant has left the ground. Dauntless has begun its maiden voyage.
Congratulations! You're on your way into space.
This is Dauntless to Mission Control. We're now approaching release zone. All systems are go for separation.
Roger that, Dauntless.
Hi, guys, it's Nat. How are you two feeling up there?
Yeah, I'm okay. But Josh is looking a bit green round the gills.
I know I shouldn't have had that chili dog last night.
Oh, very droll. Why are you asking, Nat?
Oh, the medics say both your heart rates are unusually high.
So would yours be in our position?
Well, you better brace yourselves for the increase in G-force.
Once the hybrid booster is fired, it'll feel like a giant invisible fist is trying to crush you.
Yeah, yeah, we covered all this in training, Nat.
Well, consider this a friendly reminder, okay?
10 seconds to separation. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, mark.
Mission control to Dauntless, you are go for separation.
Confirmed. We have separation. The Dauntless is away. Preparing to fire hybrid booster.
This is it.
Good luck.
Counting down to hybrid booster ignition. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, mark.
Mission control to Dauntless, have you a problem?
Ignition plus 10 seconds. Dauntless is accelerating.
Are you alright?
Plus 15 seconds. Speed passing 1,000 miles an hour.
Sarah, can you hear me? Josh!
Plus 20 seconds. We're 16 miles above the Earth.
I can hear you, Nat!
The gravitational force is compressing your lungs. Take shallow breaths.
Can't breathe. Hold on, Josh. I've undone my harness. Time to reach across.
Ignition plus 30 seconds. What's happening back there?
I'm trying to help Josh.
Sarah!
Josh, take my hand. Take it. Good, now hold on. You can do this.
Sarah's right, Josh. Breathe.
I'll try.
Breathe,
I'll
Josh.
Mission control to Dauntless, I repeat, do you have a problem?
Good. Your heart rate's coming back down.
I can breathe.
Ignition plus 50 seconds. Is everything okay back there?
Yeah, yeah, Josh had a slight panic attack.
I'm better now.
Glad to hear it. Wouldn't want you to miss the best bit. Dauntless to mission control. Everything is A-okay.
Roger that, Dauntless.
Sarah, how are you coping?
I'll be glad once the booster's deactivated. It's so loud in here, I can hardly hear myself think.
Ignition plus 60 seconds.
Well, it won't be long now. The rocket motor gets shut down after 90 seconds when you're 30 miles above the Earth. When the sky goes, you're in space.
Ow! You can let go of my hand now, Josh.
What? Yeah, sorry.
Ignition plus 70 seconds. Approaching suborbital space.
Mission control to Dauntless. You should be seeing stars soon.
When do we go weightless?
Once the booster powers down, you'll start to feel the effects.
15 seconds to suborbital space.
I'm glad you're with me, Sarah. But I wish Dad could have been here too.
Yeah, I know.
10 seconds to suborbital space. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Here it comes. Outer space!
I never thought I'd be here again.
Now entering suborbital space.
Look! The sky, it's changing to black.
That's amazing! Look at all the stars.
Mission control to Dauntless. We are not reading any booster deactivation.
Why are the engines still firing? Ben, what's happening?
Kimmel, what is it? What's wrong?
Mission control to Dauntless, deactivate your booster now.
What's happening up there?
We don't know, Nat. Ben isn't moving.
Kimmel, what are you doing? Switch off the booster.
Mission control to Dauntless, do you need us to manually override the booster controls from here? Please respond.
No.
No? What do you mean, no?
Ben, what's wrong? What is it? Talk to us.
By the Crimson Text, we shall prevail!
He's Crimson Chapter!
Ben, don't do this! Don't sabotage the flight!
The Book of Tomorrow shall be our salvation!
Sarah, talk to me! What's happening? Mission Control is saying it's lost radio contact with your pilot!
There is no Crimson Chapter anymore, Ben! The Keeper is dead, her acolytes are in prison!
Not all of them, Herald!
Kimmel, turn off the booster or else!
Josh, are you insane? You can't fire a gun inside a spaceship!
Dad said the Crimson Chapter might try something
you
like this.
Promise, John! No more killing!
I won't have to if Kimmel does what he's told!
Guys, talk to me!
Dad! Kimmel is refusing to deactivate the booster! Josh has a gun on him!
What?
This is your last chance, Kimmel!
You won't shoot me! I'm the only one who can get us down!
No, Josh, no!
No! The next one's in your head. Switch off the booster!
It's my destiny to be a martyr for the Crimson Chapter!
Talk to me, what's happening up there? Josh, respond!
We interrupt your normal programming to bring you this breaking news story. According to reports reaching us from Nevada, the world's first commercial spaceflight has run into severe difficulties. Details remain sketchy, but we've received unconfirmed reports that gunshots have been fired in the cockpit of the Dauntless. We do know that all radio contact has been temporarily lost with the spaceship. To repeat, it seems there's a serious and potentially life-threatening problem on board the world's first space tourism flight. The status of pilot Ben Kimmel and his two passengers remains unknown at this time. We'll give you more on this story as we get it. Now we return you to your regular programming.
Guys, it's Nat. Can you hear me? Sarah, Josh, if either of you can hear me, please respond. I'm getting something.
Nat, can you hear me?
It's Sarah, I've got her.
Is anyone receiving me?
Sarah, it's Nat. What's happening?
Kimmel's dead. Josh shot him.
Mission Control has lost radio and computer contact with the Dauntless.
One of the bullets hit the cockpit controls, and there's a fire.
Keep her talking. Maybe we can piggyback on the transmission. Get a signal to the onboard computer.
What about Josh? Is he okay?
He was shot in the stomach.
How bad is it?
He's passed out. There's so much blood.
Are you hurt? Sarah!
I'm fine, Matt.
Ask her about the guidance system.
Sarah, Mission Control wants to know what state the cockpit controls are in.
I don't know where to start. The fire seems to have taken out most of the panels.
What about the booster?
No, they're disabled, but we're still going up.
Well, they've told me that the power generated by the booster would have kept you going for another 40 miles if it had been deactivated on schedule.
But it wasn't.
No. Mission Control, how long would the Dauntless keep ascending?
We're working on it.
Mission Control is still calculating if or when you'll reach apogee.
What happens if we keep going? Do we go into orbit?
Tell her there is no reliable data for this situation.
Sarah, they don't know.
A pity we could have...
Sarah? Sarah, can you hear me? Sarah!
We have got to get her back. She is our only link to the Dauntless now.
Nat? Nat, can you hear me? Nat?
She's probably gone to get a bagel. You know how much Nat loves those cinnamon ones.
Josh! No, no, no. Don't try to move.
That wasn't exactly on the top of my to-do list.
But don't, you don't have to move! Don't! Oh, why did you bring that gun on board?
Oh, it seemed like a good idea at the time, but now... not so much.
Josh!
Oh, that's a lot of blood, isn't it?
Some is from Kimmel.
Not enough. Do you remember the first time we met? You were working undercover as a bank teller.
And Marie Samuels.
That's it. And I was queuing at your window trying to think of a way to introduce myself. And then two guys came in and tried to rob the bank.
And you made a grab for their shotguns.
I guess my gun wrestling skills deserted me this time.
You're still trying to be my guardian angel, Josh.
So that's out of space. It's a bit dark, isn't it?
Oh, what were you expecting? Bright light?
A boy can dream, can't he?
Oh, I'll try not to talk, Josh. Save your strength.
You'll forgive me, won't you, Sarah? For breaking my promise. I was only doing what Dad wanted.
You made his dream come true.
Yeah. I did, didn't I? Oh, could you hold my hand?
I am, Josh.
I can't feel it. Squeeze tighter.
How's that?
It's better. Oh, don't cry. You'll ruin the spacesuit.
Why? We wouldn't want that now, would we? Oh, Josh, don't leave me here, my own child. Josh!
Just teasing, Esther.
Told you once. Told you a million times. Don't call me Esther. Josh. Josh, oh, please, Josh. Hold on.
Sarah, this is Nat. Can you hear me? Can we boost the signal at all?
We're trying, but the Dauntless is still moving away from the Earth. It wasn't designed to go so far. The onboard receiver is at the edge of its range.
Well, there must be something we can do. Why don't we try... That must be Sarah trying to get through.
Keep her talking. We've got to know what's happening up there.
Sarah, it's Nat. Can you hear me? Sarah!
Nat? Nat? Can you hear me?
Sarah!
Josh, there's nothing I can do. It's getting cold up here. I think the shots must have damaged life support. There's not much air left. I guess...
I'm losing her again.
We're trying to boost your signal.
It's getting hard to breathe.
Sarah, it's Nat. Are you receiving me?
Nat, I have no idea what it is to hear your voice again.
Your transmission's fading. We're not sure how long you'll be able to hear me.
I understand.
Look, Sarah,
I know. I'll miss you too.
Mission Control's already talking to NASA and the Russians about a rescue mission. They think that...
It's okay, Nat. I knew the risks when I agreed to come on this flight.
But what am I going to do without you and Josh?
You mustn't mourn that everything, everyone comes to an end.
I know, but...
No,
but...
I don't
Sarah! Sarah!
I'm sorry, she's out of range. She can't hear you anymore.
Nat? Nat, can you hear me? Nat? You still there? I think I'm still transmitting, so I'm going to keep talking as long as I can. It's cold, so cold. The blood has started to freeze. Haven't been this cold since Josh and I went to Antarctica. The stars outside the cockpit window aren't moving so fast, so I guess we're slowing down at least. The life support is definitely failing. It's getting hard to breathe. What was that? Almost sounded like... Oh, how beautiful. Nat, it's a cloud of shooting stars. Nat. Oh, I forgot. Oh, for a moment then I thought I saw... No, couldn't have been. Must be hallucinating. Oh, there it was again. There's some sort of light coming towards the Dauntless from outside. The light is getting closer. Nat, I don't know if you're picking this up, but something is definitely approaching the Dauntless.
Sarah, can you hear me? What is it? What are you seeing?
It's so bright. Dazzling.
How close is it, Sarah?
Miss Redfern, she can't hear you.
The light is starting to fill the cockpit windows now. It's amazing.
Sarah, I asked how close it was.
I hope somebody somewhere can hear me. The light's flooding the cockpit now, nearly blinding me. I've seen something like this before, a lifetime ago. Never believed I'd see it again.
Mission Control, are you picking up anything moving near the Dauntless?
No, nothing. It's empty space on our instruments.
This light, it could be from the comet. So Donald maybe was right.
It can't be, Sarah. The comet's too far away from you to be visible.
Oh, there's a noise. It's a roaring sound.
Hold on, Sarah.
It's inside my head. It definitely...
We're losing her.
This is it. This is what I've been searching for.
it.
No! Sarah!
Goodbye, Ned. Goodbye.
Here are the headlines at 10. There's still no news about the fate of the Dauntless, the world's first commercial spaceflight. The vessel lifted off for its maiden voyage from the Dreamland Air Base in Nevada earlier today. All seemed to be going according to schedule, until shortly after the spaceship was due to cut its engines. Sources within Mission Control have confirmed they heard what sounded like gunshots on board the Dauntless. Shortly afterwards, all radio contact was lost with pilot Ben Kimmel and his two British passengers, Joshua Townsend and Sarah Jane Smith. Speculation is rife about what happened on the Dauntless, but a spokesman from the project team refused to comment. She insisted they haven't given up hope and said talks have begun about a possible intervention by NASA. However, a rescue mission is considered highly unlikely. The Dauntless is only designed for making brief trips into space and carries a strictly limited supply of air for its three passengers. Unlike the shuttle, this vessel does not have the capability to hold orbit around the Earth. Whatever happens, this incident seems certain to make future space tourism flights extremely unlikely. To repeat, there is still no news about the fate of the Dauntless or the three people on board.